The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, Zayyinu majalisakum bis-salati alayya. Decorate your gatherings, your mahafil, by reciting durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon me. Why? Fa inna salatakum alayya nurul lakum yawm al-qiyamati. Subhanallah, subhanallah. For indeed, the durood, the salutations, the salawat, the salam you recite upon me will be nur for you. On the day of judgment. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi, ya habibi, ya rasulallah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurim min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all our beautiful and lovely viewers and listeners on Madani channel. Welcome to this beautiful episode known as The Light of Guidance. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. And we all know the light of guidance indeed refers to the beautiful religion of Islam. For indeed, Islam is the light of guidance. For every person who followed this true religion, he is on the straight path. And every person who deviated from this religion, from this straight path, unfortunately, he did not receive the light of guidance and he ended up being misguided. So first of all, before we begin, let's all thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has kept us on this beautiful path of guidance and he has made us and kept us as Muslims, alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. My beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very beautifully mentioned the intention of a believer is better than his action. That's why everyone should make good intentions that inshallah we will listen to this beautiful silsila from beginning to end. Inshallah, whenever I hear the name of Allah, I will say Jalla Jalaluhu, I will glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the name of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will recite durood, salutations, salawat, salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And most importantly, inshallah, whatever I learn from today's episode, from today's silsila, inshallah, first and foremost, I'll try and instill it in my heart, in my mind, and then inshallah, I'll pass the message on to others as well, because each and every person is a muballigh, is a preacher on behalf of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As very beautifully my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, ballighu anni walau ayah, convey on my behalf, pass on my behalf, even if it is a single ayah. So inshallah, make this intention, whatever we learn today, inshallah, we will inshallah act upon it and we will pass the message on to others as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. This environment is so beautiful, the city is so beautiful, and alhamdulillah, at the moment, this episode is also very beautiful because with me, I have a very beautiful personality as well. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, today I am not alone as usual. But today I have a companion, I have a mentor, I have a leader, I have a teacher, alhamdulillah, who is not only my teacher, but I believe the teacher of many, many Muslims across the globe. Alhamdulillah, he is an influencer, a person who motivates others, a person who has motivated many people across the globe, a person who is an inspiration to thousands of people across the globe. Alhamdulillah, with me I have none other than the spokesperson of Dawat Islami, who is, alhamdulillah, around the globe, wherever you mention the name of Dawat Islami, this personality's name will appear on the top of the list, alhamdulillah. With me, I have that personality who needs no introduction, alhamdulillah, Haji Abdul Habib Attari Saab, subhanallah, subhanallah. So first, let's greet Haji Saab. Haji Saab, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Haji Saab, how are you? How is your health?
Alhamdulillah, you said I need no need for introduction, but you gave such a big introduction.
La, la, la.
I'm not like that.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. This is the beautiful personality who is with us today. So increase one more thing in your intention that inshallah, whatever we learn from this personality, inshallah, we will act upon it, because undoubtedly today we will be learning many, many beautiful words of wisdom from His Eminence, inshallah. So my advice to you today is sit back, relax, enjoy this beautiful silsila, grab a hot cup of tea or coffee. If it's hot, grab some water, and please Be tension-free, relax your mind, sit down, and inshallah azawajal, you will enjoy today's episode with our guest of honor. Subhanallah. In the beginning, I mentioned let's make some good intentions. So today's topic is also regarding good intentions, regarding intentions. What intentions should we make? What are good intentions? What are bad intentions? So much to learn, inshallah. Today, the importance of intentions, inshallah, you will learn in today's episode. Subhanallah. So without any further delay, let's move towards our guest of honor. Haji Sahab, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, you are an all-rounder, as I always mention, and you are a motivator, a speaker, a orator as well. At the same time, you are also a very beautiful Naat Khan as well. So before we begin our silsila, my request is if you can please recite for us a few couplets in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kya bata ke kya madina kya bataun kya bataun ke kya madina hai bas mera mudda madina hai bas mera उठ के जाओ कहां मदीने से क्या कोई दूसरा मदीना है क्या कोई
Subhanahu wa ta'ala, increase the melodious voice of Haji Sahab so he may continue mesmerizing us with his beautiful voice and may we continue listening to his beautiful and melodious voice. Ameen, ameen, jazakallah, jisab, so much. Subhanallah, what beautiful kalam, kya bataun ke kya Madina hai. And this is indeed an expression which every devotee and ashik of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam displays when he returns from the beautiful city of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Somebody asks him, you know, you went there, you saw Sunehri Jal, you saw the Gumbad-e Khazra, you saw the streets of Medina, what does it feel like? And you know, with an awe, he'll just say, kya batao ke kya Medina hai? That there is no word, there is no word in any language which can describe the excellence Allah and the beauty of the city of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My iman and aqeedah says, if there is no word which can describe the beauty of the city of my beloved Rasul, then which word can describe the beauty of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, this is the beauty of Madani channel, that every time we are just speaking about the beautiful city and the beautiful nisbat of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Coming to our beautiful topic, Haji Sahab, subhanallah, our topic for today is intentions, good intentions, bad intentions, the excellence of intentions, subhanallah. So maybe if you can share with us some fadail, some excellences of intentions in the light of the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or in the light of these sayings, just few words, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, intention is everything. Like in the first hadith of Bukhari Sharif, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Deeds are dependable or dependent on intention. And whoever made any intention, he will get that result or that, you know, reward. So whatever intention in our mind, we can get like wise by our intention. Another hadith, إِنَّمَا يُبْعَثُ النَّاسُ عَلَى نِيَّاتِهِمْ. On the day of judgment, people will be resurrected by their intentions. So intention is very important thing. And one more hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. As you, mashallah, said in the start of program, that intention of mu'min is better than his action. So intention is very important thing. And if we made good intention, we'll get reward. We do some good things, but if their intention is bad, we didn't get reward. We didn't get good deeds from there. So we have to make our intention correctly. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in another hadith, if anybody make intention of a good deed, just intention, and he didn't do that thing, but he will get the reward at least one good deed completely. And if he does it, then he will get 10 good deeds.
Allah.
So only intention, inshallah, for good deed, he will get the reward. Wow. This is the intention of good deeds. Subhanallah. And another beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whosoever make good intention, he will open on himself the door of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And not only one door, he made good intention, he will open for himself 70 doors of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So subhanallah, this is the good deed and good intention, subhanallah. And if you made more good intention of one deed, you will get more reward, subhanallah. Another beautiful thing, that this hadith, ulama said, this hadith is about the one third of deen.
Allah.
Very important hadith. Innamal a'malu bin niyat. The a'mal, the deeds are dependable on intention. So for that particular hadith, we realize the importance of intention. And subhanallah, one beautiful another hadith. Once angels take the namai a'mal, the book of deed of any person, and took in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that, write down the good deeds, that good deeds on that particular book of deeds. Then angels requested, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. He didn't do that thing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he made a good intention of that.
Allah.
So only for the good intention he will get the reward, subhanallah. And a very beautiful story of a person, when he, in the area of that particular city where he living, the people have shortage of food.
Right. And drought.
Drought is there. So he saw small mountain of, you know, stones and like that. He remember or he realize or he make intention, if that particular mountain will be with like floor, and I have that particular mountain with me, so I will distribute all the floor in the people which are hunger. He didn't do that thing, but he made good intention. And after his death, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala told him that because you made that intention, will give you this reward of that particular quantity of flour which we distribute. If you didn't distribute it, or only make intention, you get the reward of that particular.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Good deed. This is the good intention.
Mashallah. Mashallah, mashallah. Excellent, excellent words of wisdom from Qibla Haji Sahib, and how beautifully he mentioned that Ulama Ikram have mentioned that this hadith, Innama al-A'malu bin-Niyyat, is one third of your Iman. Allah Allah. It means it shows what a great importance this intentions, this Niyyat have in your daily life, in your daily routine, in Islam. Because all your actions are based upon your intentions. The more good intentions you make, the better intentions you make, the better your reward is. Allah Allah Allah. And very beautifully, Haji Sahib also mentioned this incident that, you know, a buzurug, a person, whoever he was, he had a desire. You know, if this mountain would turn into flour, into wheat, whatever it was, then I would give that flour to all these people who are needy, all these people who don't have anything to eat. And he left this world. The mountain didn't become flour, it didn't become wheat, but the intention was there. And after he left this world, he got the reward for that intention which he made. SubhanAllah. So this is the beauty of Islam. This is how excellent Islam is, that Islam is giving you opportunities. That here is opportunity, get reward, earn mercy from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
We should learn about good intention, and alhamdulillah, in that particular era which we are living, Amir al-Sunnat, mashallah, such a beautiful personality, and he has wisdom, and he taught us about the intentions. First hadith of Bukhari Sharif, innamal a'malu binniyat. But how Amir al-Sunnat explained all the phenomena and all, you know, what is the procedure to make a good intention. MashaAllah, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat, he wrote in Fatawa Razviya about good intention, but Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat explained in a very easy manner for all of us, even in on Madri channel, and now he wrote the books about that. So nowadays we need to learn how to make good intention before deed. If we want to going to perform anything, MashaAllah, like good deed, we are going, want to go for Salah, we want to go for Namaz. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl-e-Sunnat wrote in Fatawa Razviya Sharif, if anybody want to go for Salah, and if he travel from his house to Masjid, he will get reward on every step. But if he make more intention, like Sayyidi Ala Hazrat wrote about 40 intentions to go for Masjid for Salah. So then Ala Hazrat said that inshallah on every step he will get the reward of 40 good deeds. 40 good deeds, because he going for the 40 works, 40 good intention with him. SubhanAllah. So whenever we want to do something like today's silsila, if we are come here and just make intention, okay, we have to do the silsila because we gave the time to Madri Channel team. But if you make intention that inshallah in that particular program, I will spread and I will try to explain the deen, I try to explain the ahadith, I will recite Durud-e-Pak, I will listen Naaz Sharif, I will answer the salam. So if I made 12, 15 intention before that particular program, so I will get reward of those 15 intentions, SubhanAllah. So good intentions, it must be learned by good environment and the company of ulama which know about the knowledge of good intention. So inshallah, in the Madri environment of Dawat Islami, we are learning every day. Like you made intention before the program, SubhanAllah, this is the teaching of Amir al-Sunnat. Every Muballigh of Dawat Islami, whenever they start the bayan, even in weekly ishtima, we made few good intention before that. You know, aware all of the viewers that good intention is very important and will get the reward for good intention.
SubhanAllah.
Beautiful story of one person. Yes. Stated that an Ajami, a non-Arab person, passed by a group of Arabs who were joking and teasing each other in Arabic words. And he's Ajami because he's really understanding what they're saying. So the Ajami person, the naive person, assumed that they were making the zikr of Allah Azza wa Jalla. With the good intention, he also began to say as they were saying. Even they are joking, but he understood that they are making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because they are joking in Arabic language. It is said that Allah Azza wa Jalla forgave that Ajami because of his good intention.
Allah Allah, subhanAllah.
Look at this, is good intention. The work is not done properly, mm-hmm. but the intention is good. Love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love of zikrullah, love of Arabs. If we make love of Arab in our heart, because the Arabic is the language of Quran, is the language of Rasul Pak, is the language of Lughatul Quran, Lughatul Jannah, and Lughatul Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if anybody, and alhamdulillah, in ahadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us to make love for Arab people, or we make love for Arab language, because the Arabic is the Lughatul Quran and Lughatul Jannah.
SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us the teaching to adopt this love and instill the love for the Arabic language, SubhanAllah. From this, we also come to learn that we should also have, you know, good assumptions about people.
Yes.
We shouldn't think bad about people.
Yes.
Maybe someone is speaking in front of us and we think, you know, maybe he's backbiting against me, maybe he's swearing me. We should always think about good about
others. Think positive. Unfortunately, nowadays, our thinking starts from negativity.
Exactly.
If you called anybody and you didn't pick the phone, He is now a big person, not picking my phone. Now he's become rich and become proudy. Maybe he's sleeping. Why we are thinking always negative? You know, sometime when anybody thinks negative and he got the particular reason, then he become ashamed that, oh, I'm thinking negative and he isn't doing something else. Allah. This is not a good thing. And sometime negativity like badgumani is a big sin. Gunai kabira sometime with the few conditions. So we have to refrain ourselves with that particular negativity. Always think positive about our Muslim brothers.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So Haji Sahib, you mentioned very beautifully that Qibla Amir al-Sunnat gave us this mindset, this teaching of making good intentions, you know, before we start our bayan, our lectures, our whatever it is, our dars, we always inform people and motivate them to make as many good intentions as possible. If you can maybe tell us, what is a good intention? People listening must make good intentions and make good intentions. What intention must we make? For who are we doing this action? What intention should we make? What is a good intention?
Actually, first intention, which is very compulsory and very important, that whatever I'm doing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
Allah ki rizah ke liye. This is the main intention of any of good thing which you are doing. Like if you are praying namaz, or if you are trying to make fast, or want to give charity. First intention must come in your heart that I am doing that particular work for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then if you add more good intentions with that,
right.
Like a very normal thing that we are putting ether or fragrance or perfume on our cloths. And subhanallah, ulama wrote a good intention for apply on ether. Listen beautifully. Then you realize that if anybody just took perfume or ether and apply on their cloths, didn't get any reward. But you can, get reward because of the good intentions. Amir al-Sunnat wrote that, I will recite Bismillah before I pick up the bottle. First intention, before picking the bottle. But for those good intentions, you must stop yourself for a few seconds and then make good intentions in your mind. These type of intentions, inshallah, will teach us for another beautiful things. I will recite Bismillah before I pick up the bottle. I will open the bottle top after I have recited Bismillah. I will apply fragrance after I have recited Bismillah. I will delight Muslims and the angels by applying fragrance. Why am I applying fragrance? That I will delight Muslims and the angels. If one's cloth begin to smell out of sweat, especially in the summer, one can also make this intention that I will protect the Muslims from backbiting by removing bad odor from myself.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
I'm trying to protect Muslim for by backbiting. Subhanallah. Wow. Look at the beautiful intention. One can also make the intention for applying it prior to Salah that I will adorn myself for Salah.
Mm-hmm.
Respecting Salah. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
I will smell fragrance after I recite Salat upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ushmu sunkar Nabiya Paak par durud
padna.
Subhanallah. As fragrance is a blessing, and for that reason I will express gratitude on using and smelling it, so I will recite Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah.
I will apply fragrance so my intelligence is enhanced. This will assist me in understanding religious rulings, religious learning and teachings, sunnah inspiring speeches, inshallah. Subhanallah. So these are the few, intentions. And Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, he whose fragrance is good, his intelligence is enhanced.
Asa.
Subhanallah. So good fragrance, inshallah, will enhance our intelligence. But if anybody applying a fragrance and have a bad intention,
Allah.
Look, applying fragrance is very normal thing. But with that particular work, with good intention, you will get so many rewards.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a bad intention in that, as Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, the one applying itr, with the intention of being praised by people or being considered rich by them, is a sinner. And the ether he applied will be fouler than the smell of a carcass, murdar, on the day of judgment. Look at this ether become a smell of murdar on the day of judgment because of bad deeds. So whenever you do the things, do not make bad intention that I want to show off myself. People will praise me and so see me that I'm a prayer. I'm reciting salat so much. I'm giving charity too much. No, do not think about it. You will do that particular thing, but you will not get the reward.
Okay.
Because bad intention remove and null and void your all good deeds.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
That is the, we have to learn about good intention and bad intention.
Allah, Allah. Subhanallah, Haji Sahib mentioned a very beautiful point that the more good intentions you make, undoubtedly the reward will be there. Every permissible thing, drinking a cup of tea, having some food, applying ether, applying fragrance, these are all permissible things. Right? But the moment a good intention is associated, related, connected, joined with it, then subhanAllah, you get the reward. But the moment something bad is associated, you make a bad intention, like riya, like the kabur, showing off, having this pride, this arrogance, then Allah, that same bounty will now become something bad for you. This is the importance and the difference between a good intention and a bad intention. So remember, keep this one concept in your mind. You can do the biggest good deed. You can give millions of, you know, amounts or in sadaqah, in charity. You can perform hundreds of hajj, hundreds of umrah, perform thousand nawafil, anything, everything. But your intention is not there for the sake of Allah. Your intention is something, you know, for the world, or your intention is not good. And by Allah, those deeds are nothing. Because your actions are based upon those intentions. So many a times your action might seem small. It is something small, but your intentions were so many and the reward is multiplied manifold. And sometimes, you know, your action is very big. It seems as very big, but your intention was nothing, or your intention was bad. Then there's nothing there. There is no reward. There is nothing you are going to attain. So everything is based upon your intention. Haji Sahib, you very beautifully mentioned about showing off, about riyakari. Maybe if you can touch this topic also.
Yes, as you said, that sometimes the action seems very big. But if the intention is not correct there, everything will, you know, vanish. Listen to the beautiful hadith of Muslim Sharif. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, sallallahu ta'ala sallam, has stated, on the Day of Judgment, the first person who will be taken to the account will be a martyr. When he will be brought, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind him of his favors, which the martyr will acknowledge. The shaheed hoga, wo manega. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, what deed did you do in return for these favors? He will reply, I performed jihad for you until I was martyred. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you are a liar. You performed jihad so that people would call you a brave man. And so they did. Then he will be sentenced to hell, and he will be dragged to hell on his face and thrown in. Then a person will be brought who acquired and imparted knowledge and learned the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also remind him of his favors, and he too will acknowledge them. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will ask him, what did you do in return for these favors? He will respond, I acquired knowledge and taught it to others and learned about the Holy Quran for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, you are a liar.
Allah.
You acquired knowledge to become known as a scholar. And you learned the Holy Quran so that you would be called a Qari. And so you were. Thereafter, he too will be sentenced to hell. And hence he will also be dragged on his face and then thrown into the hell.
Allah.
Then a wealthy man shall be brought who was granted a lot of money by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla will remind him of his favors, and he too will acknowledge them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask him, what did you do in return for these favors? His response will be, I spent my money in your path wherever it was needed. Allah azza wa jalla will reply, you are a liar.
Allah.
You are a liar. You spent money so that you would be called a generous person. And so you were. Then he will also be sentenced to hell, and he too shall be dragged on his face to hell and then thrown in. Alaman wal Hafiz. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. Regarding this hadith, Hakim ul-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned, it has been learned that just a sincere deed leads to paradise. A good deed done to show off leads to hell and humiliation. Here a martyr, a scholar and generous man, all of whom showed off, have been mentioned because they performed the best of deeds, apparently. Now, if these deeds were ruined due to showing off, then what about all other deeds?
Allah.
The same applies to any hajj, zakah, or salah performed to show off. This hadith is, you know, shaking us. Qari and martyr and generous person, they all goes to hell by because of the bad intention. Intention of showing off. And in ahadith, it's mentioned in ahadith that it is a shirk-i-asghar.
Allah, Allah.
This is a very, very big sin, actually. People not realizing what is showing off. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Let me explain you in the light of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran Majeed, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَتِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. So whoever hopes to meet his Lord, he must perform good deeds and not assign anyone as a partner in the worship of his Lord.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Mahmud bin Lubayd radiyallahu ta'ala reported this saying of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the thing I fear most for you in minor polytheism, shirk-e-asghar. People ask, what is the minor polytheism? What is the minor shirk? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, showing off. Actually, it's not normal sin. Because if you're performing a good deed or making ibadat, but intention to showing off to people, not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, what is the, you know, if anybody asks us that what is actually showing off, the the definition of showing off, Allahu Akbar, this is the definition, that you are performing good deed, but not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to showing off to people, to getting some benefits from them, like in a means of praise or means of money or like that.
Allah.
It is called shirk-e-asghar. Another ayat kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tubtilu sadaqatikum bil manni wal adha kalladhi yunfiku ma lahu ri'a nas. Oh, who believe, do not nullify. Listen to the words of Quran. Do not nullify your charities by boosting of your favors and causing harm, like one who spends his wealth for showing to people. This is a very bad habit, actually. And nowadays, it's increasing.
Common. It's common.
Even in masajid. You know, if anybody spend the money in masjid and giving charity, he need to make announcement for his name by Imam Sahib. That he, mashallah, this person gave us how much, 1,000 rent or $50 or £20. I don't understand, and everybody is showing off. But try to realize that why I need to announce my name. Why I put every my good deed on social media. You know, ulama, the opposite thing of showing off is ikhlas.
Subhanallah.
And what is the definition of ikhlas? Subhanallah. Ulama said that ikhlas is that you hide your good deed like you hiding your bad deed.
Subhanallah.
Nowadays, nobody wants that his bad deed or his sins, you know, come in front of the people.
Right.
But everybody wants that my good deed must come in front of the people. Everybody must know how many I did umrahs and hajj and how much I spending in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even some good deeds which we are performing alone, nobody know that. Like tahajjud. We always praying tahajjud alone when we are in our home. But if anybody prayed tahajjud, now we have, you know, in our Urdu we said that in iske pet mein dard shuru ho jata. He have some pain in his stomach. He want to express his a good deed in front of his friends. So with any mean, you try to start any topic that I'm so tired today. Why you are so tired? Because I am waking from tahajjud. Oh, mashallah, you are performing tahajjud. Subhanallah. Now you get, you know, result that mashallah, my friend knows that I performed tahajjud. Why? You are doing good deeds because to show off to people, it's not a good thing. Few more ahadith, and actually these ahadith, you know, shaking us that what Rasulullah Paak said, and we must listen these things and try to rectify ourselves. Rasulullah said, whoever offered salah properly in the front of people, but badly when alone, then he certainly insulted his creator.
Allah
Azza wa Jal ki usse tohin ki.
Allah Allah.
Because why he is performing in front of people very properly, calmly, with a good voice, and when he's alone?
Quickly.
Even sometimes people not performing salah when they are alone.
Allah, Allah.
Because the people in front of people, some people have two faces. One face in front of people, very pious, noble personality. And when he alone, making bad deeds, even not praying salah. What's going on? Why I'm trying to show some in the front of people that I'm very pious. And people must say me that I'm very pious. Subhanallah, mashallah, the way of awliya ikram's life is that when they are alone, they perform more ibadat. Because they need that particular, in Urdu said, takhliya.
Seclusion. The seclusion.
Seclusion. Subhanallah, very beautiful word. That nobody watch me. Just I know and my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. in front of all the viewers, I want to make one question. Yes. Please try to ask yourself. It's a question not only for you, it's for me also, for my brother Abdullah Bhai also, that how many good deeds I have, which only I know in my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah, Allah.
Nobody knows in the world. Ask with you. And if there is answer is no, try to make that type of good deeds from now onwards, that inshallah, I will recite Tilawat-e-Quran, I will recite inshallah Durood-e-Pak, I will perform Tahajjud or Nawafil in seclusion. What do you say?
In seclusion.
That nobody knows, but I know in my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to give charity, try to do so many things, but for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the good intention.
Subhanallah.
And then sometimes, I think that if any person, he saves too much money for any bad thing happen in the future. You know, sometimes people have committee or like some type of locker putting the money in that particular locker that inshallah I will get the big amount when I need that. And after 20 years of spending money, and if you open the box and box is empty,
Allah.
Because there is a one, some type of insect come and took all currency, vanished or like that. So what is the feeling of that person that my 20 years earning and my 10-20 years spending all are waste? But it's money you can earn again. But try to understand on the day of judgment, if anybody spent 40, 50, 60 years in the dunya and praying namaz and charity and hajj and umrah and all things, and then when he go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thinking that I have so many good deeds, then what he will do on the day of judgment, because there is no chance to earn again good deeds.
Definitely.
This is the importance. And that's why Rasulullah Paak alayhi salam said, this is, you know, shirk-e-asghar, polytheism. We have to think about it. And we have, and it's very difficult, you know, nowadays very difficult to hide your good deeds and clear your heart with the riyakari, ostentation, showing off.
Especially with the social media now, everyone is...
Everybody have, you know, neki kar darya mein dal. Few years back we heard that.
Yeah,
and now neki kar and Facebook pe dal.
Allah, Allah.
Do your good deed and put on your Facebook or put on your social media. Do not do this. Why? Why I'm feeling that everybody must know that how pious I am. Even I know that I have so many bad deeds. I have so many sins. Comparatively, I have... Everybody think that I have more sins than my good deeds. But why I'm trying to showing off all the good deeds? Why I'm not thinking about my bad deeds and making repentance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala pure our heart for that particular bad deed. It's very difficult. Very difficult. It's a very, you know, we can say the hard and very dangerous weapon of shaitan. We have to think and we have to learn about it.
Allah, Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Indeed, Haji Sahib has mentioned that this riyakari, this riya, the showing off is shirk-e-asghar, means it's a minor polytheism. It is, you know, something which is totally disliked by Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Haji Sahib posed a question to each and every person out there, including myself, that ask yourself this question. Be honest with yourself at least. Ask yourself, how many good deeds do you have, of which only you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala know? You know, someone very beautifully said, apne man mein doob kar pa ja surah-e zindagi, tu agar mera nahi banta, na ban, apna to ban. At least be loyal to yourself, at least be sincere to yourself, have this sincerity and ask your heart. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned a very beautiful hadith, the summary of which is that in the body there is a piece of flesh. If the piece of flesh is rectified, it is correct, the entire body is rectified. And if that piece of flesh is corrupted, is disturbed, it is messed up, the entire body is corrupted. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you must know that piece of flesh is your heart. So look at your heart. Ask your heart. You know what you are doing, what you're not doing. You know how sincere you are with yourself. You know what is in your heart. You know your intentions. You perform salah, I don't know who are you performing the salah for. You gave money, I don't know who you gave that money for. You are keeping fast, I don't know what intention you made, but you know the intention. If your intention was corrupted, if your intention was messed up, if your intention, there was something wrong in it, then now is the time. From today, inshallah, whatever intention you make, make it only and solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment you keep, you know, this formula in your mind, in your heart, then undoubtedly you will know you are on the straight path. And inshallah azza wa jal, your job is to try. Right? We can't perform so many ibadat. We are, you know, I would put it in one word, we are basically useless. Right? The way the awliya kiram, the pious predecessors, worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not even equal to the dust under the blessed sandals.
that we are not even equal to the dust under the hooves of the animals. And so we can't do what they did. But whatever little we do, at least don't destroy that. At least that much, do it with sincerity, do it with ikhlas, and then leave everything on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the karam of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, you will see, you will be prosperous and successful in this world as well as in the hereafter. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Before the end of the program, for the happiness, I will respond to recite few couplets in English.
No problem.
For the viewers of English Madani channel, inshallah. Very beautiful, na? Few couplets in English, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, it's not in English also. It's in three languages.
Subhanallah.
Arabic, in Urdu, and in English.
Subhanallah. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad, najmul uyuni ismu Muhammad, nurul qulubi ismu Muhammad, star of darai name of Muhammad, light of the heart name of Muhammad. Puchega Mola hai laya kya kya, puchega Mola hai laya kya kya. Main ye kahunga naam e Muhammad, main ye kahunga naam e Muhammad. Yas'alul Mola bima atayta, yas'alul Mola bima qaddamta, inni aqulu ismu Muhammad, inni aqulu ismu Muhammad. Then Allah asked me, what have you brought here? Then Allah asked me, what have you brought here? I will say, I have name of Muhammad. I will say, I have name of Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad, star of the eyes name of Muhammad, light of the heart name of Muhammad, najmul uyuni ismu Muhammad, nurul qulubi ismu Muhammad. MashaAllah, three beautiful languages, Urdu, Arabic, and English. A very beautiful kalam regarding the beautiful name of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is indeed the sweetness of our eyes, the coolness of our eyes and our hearts. Subhanallah, mashallah, jazakallah, Haji sahab. Alhamdulillah, with these beautiful words of wisdom, unfortunately, we have reached the conclusion and the end of today's beautiful episode in Silsila. And believe me, you didn't even realize that 1 hour has passed. I was enjoying myself. In fact, I was just getting warmed up, and I'm sure Haji Sahab was also enjoying himself. Every one of viewers and listeners were enjoying themselves. Subhanallah, the topic was exciting, the environment was exciting, the personality was indeed exciting. But inshallah, Azawajal, Yar Zinda Sohbat Baki, whenever we get a chance again, we'll meet again with some few beautiful words of wisdom, subhanallah. So I really want to thank Haji Sahab, Jazakallah, from the bottom of my heart, that you blessed us with your honorable presence. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a healthy, long life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you healthy, ever fresh, ever green, so we may continue benefiting from your beautiful presence. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. And with these few words, we come to the end. Remember, as I mentioned, always instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. And from today's episode, what I want you to take away is make this good intention and be sincere with yourself. Subhanallah, be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. We hope to see you soon, inshallah, in the next episode. Till then, be happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you happy. We'll meet you, inshallah, in the next episode with something new, something exciting, something different. Till then, keep us in your du'as. Till we meet again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib.
Sallallahu ta'ala.
Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance.